Well, it's a dynamic duo when we back again. Nothing about the DJ, you better pack it in. You're lacking sense, trying to tangle with us. Go with the big black boobies in the back of the bus. Just smacking you up and stealing your lunch. Money to search, money to feel just a touch. Only by the end of the day, that's understandable. What can I say? You got strong man to be.
Gary has absolutely no idea what has happened to it. Still doesn't know.
Nice ASMR there. Be distorted.
How does it happen?
I was disappointed there was no solo man.
No, Bizo doesn't seem to have found the solo man clip, so that's disappointing.
He at least got the picture right.
He did manage to empty the entire clip into the Lakers and all the Lakers fans, friends of his. See, most people, you know, are capable of having friendly banter with their friends. But Bizo was refusing to reply to any text messages from any of his quote-unquote friends who happened to support the Lakers because of his lifelong antipathy, bordering on European football violence levels of obsession.
There's a lot of memories there, I think.
There's a lot of deep-seated trauma, folks.
It's like my experiences with the Australian cricket team and wondering why they just can't quite win that game, you know? Like, it's every time it's like, we've only got 20 runs to go. Can Pat Cummins do it? No.
No.
No, he can't.
No.
He was just waiting for a hip check from...
McDermott and May. Yeah. 1992 Adelaide. No.
Brett Lee. No. Just hit that ball to the other side of the field and it goes for four.
Tomo and Border, 81. No.
Phoenix, Lakers.
That happened. So yeah. We decided to pop the trunk because we can't let Bezos 10 minutes of laughing maniacally about the Suns and then proceeding to patronizingly concern troll the fans of Portland, saying, oh, you're just, you know, I feel bad because you guys are just like Phoenix were. No, we'll never be as bad as Phoenix were, mate. We will never, ever be as bad as Phoenix were.
To be fair, they do have
two words, Robert Sarver.
And they do have one good player, at least.
Yes.
Phoenix, you couldn't accuse Phoenix of that for a long, long time, really.
Yeah. I am a little bit worried about the direction of my chosen favourite sporting enterprise, and I'm a bit worried that they've got a lot of problems changing direction, mainly because that new McLaren doesn't really like it the way Ricciardo likes to come into corners. He likes to turn and brake at the same time, like Alain Prost.
Goes in the
and
wall,
Lando much prefers, you know, he tends to do his braking in a straight line and then pivot, and that's the main problem with the 2021 McLaren in terms of why Ricciardo can't get a feel for it, why he keeps sticking it in the fucking wall.
I feel like I just had a break there for a second.
I'm also upset about Portland.
Yes. Well, I mean, the problem is, though, I mean, I'll say it, so Bezo is right about the fact that...
Burn all the shirts. The reason we're together is because Bezo is right, and we're here to celebrate that by drinking the alcohol that we bought for him to celebrate...
That he didn't want.
That he won the wind spill. Congratulations, Bezo. If you'd only turned up, you would have had this lovely lovely Highland single malt, but no, never mind.
I've got some more lawns to do later, so...
Yep. Yeah, you might need to add a little bit of two-stroke.
I'll test a bit of two-stroke, yep. That's right. Yeah, but I mean, it is. You feel.
I didn't know Tenerville did single malt. It just said Highlands. I thought.
I'm going up to Inverell next week to play a gig. That should be interesting.
On a bicycle? Grafton for Inverell?
Oh, no. There, look, I hate driving that range at the best of times in a, you know, six-cylinder car as opposed to, you know.
On a fucking treadly.
No.
Yeah, ass hanging out in the wind.
But anyway, in Lycra. It's very cold in Lycra.
Yes.
No, but Portland, I mean, yeah, and like CJ had a really good start to the year as well, and he wasn't like that he was playing badly.
They didn't play badly. They lost to probably the team that is, you know, that are clearly the best, certainly the best together and one of the best coach teams in the West. They lost narrowly in six games, and I'm not really sure why Terry Stotts should be fired for the crimes of Neil Olshay, the GM, because the GM has consistently put shit teams around Dame and CJ. And when they got it together, I mean, they've always consistently had poor defenses, but that's as much because of the cattle. I mean, they said, okay, we need some defensive reinforcement. Who have been their major recruits over the last couple of years? Carmelo Anthony. Actually, I can just stop there, really. I mean, they haven't really ever had any decent... I mean, Robert Covington was a decent defender, but... It's like you can't coach good defense with a bunch of people who can't play defense under any circumstances.
And I guess in the year of the renewed big, not having your original sort of, you know, standout big for, I know he's been back for a while, but it's not like...
And when they were back together, they were the best offense in the league and they were around the middle of the pack in defense. So it's kind of...
Which would win you a title or go close most of the time. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's basically the plan for the Brooklyn Nets. They've got the best offense in the East and a very middling defense. And they're, you know, if they can, you know, sellotape James Harden's hamstrings back together again, they're a pretty good chance of making it to the end.
Well, I said, yeah, here it is right here. Giannis with 34, Lopez 19, Middleton 13, 17. It's not a bad output.
That's enough
from them.
Like, well, for Milwaukee had a decent day. But
that's a very good day. Like,
yes. KD and Kyrie had a really good day, and that's
Blake even like 18 off 7 from 13 shooting.
Yeah,
is this his year? Like, could he have finally landed? You know, save Blake. You know, could they have saved Blake? Like,
he's playing. So is that's about all they need from a center playing. I mean, the thing is with Milwaukee, they don't play. I mean, who's their big? Presumably Lopez was playing center for most of that.
Yeah, 28 minutes.
And Lopez is not your, you know, pound, you know, ground and pound, dominating, glass hogging center. I mean, he's single figure rebounds. He's been out rebounded by Giannis from basically the power forward position. So, welcome back to Stats Breakdown of a game that happened today, but we don't know when this episode is posting. So it could be at least 5 days. It could be 3 or 4 days ago. I'll probably put it up tomorrow.
That's right. But I mean, that's an interesting result just to sort of have out there when you've still got a game left in the West in the first round.
Like, yeah, mainly because at this stage, the Clippers Mavs haven't actually stopped trying to hurt each other. And it'll be interesting to see how that ends. And by the time you hear this, folks, you probably will know.
Do you want it to be Dallas, though, don't you? But really? Do you really want it?
I mean, it can't
be the Clippers, surely. Like,
I mean, it can be
the Clippers.
I don't
want it to be the Clippers. Though. Yeah. Like,
but there was a point that we made when Jamal Murray went down, and there was a lot of talk about it being like Zach Lowe basically did a 15-minute eulogy for the Nuggets. And I was like, don't be so fucking sure, because there's going to be plenty more teams who lose really important people over the course of the next the weeks leading up to this. And sadly, that's exactly what happened. What happened, the Lakers lost because Anthony Davis couldn't get on the court.
Yeah.
James Harden's now injured for the Brooklyns. Embiid is out for the Sixers. There's just lots and lots of really key players that is going to dictate the course of where the Larry O'Brien Trophy goes this year. That and Courier.
Well, and Harden is probably...
Harden's the most important one for winning, because Kyrie and KD together were a 500 team. And if they didn't have in the regular season, if it was Kyrie and KD without James Harden, that team was dead flat 500. They won as many games as they lost. That mathematically isn't enough to win you a 7-game series.
There's just so many teams I just don't want to win, though, and even historically so. Like, I don't ever want James Harden to win anything. Like, I never wanted to win with Houston. No. I don't want him to win here. I didn't mind KD when he was winning for the Warriors because he was surrounded by people I liked to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. And then they won that chip because he was there.
Yeah.
You know, if KD wasn't there, they don't.
He dug them out of the shit on a few occasions in those series. But also, Kyrie's a fucking nutbar. That's not fun as well.
I did see a thing the other day about Adam Silver, Redding, he had his hand on Kawhi's shoulders, like just fixing the robot, just to yes. fixing his robot to make sure the playoffs.
He was doing a pram reset. What is it? He was googling it on his phone, like I always have to.
That's
now,
right,
is it option command PR home, or is it control command home PR? Button.
Yeah, that's right. 45 points though, 18 of 25. I mean,
yeah, Kawhi in that game six was the reason. Interesting to see whether he can do it again. And as we say, you'll know this before we will, folks.
Yes. Funnily though, I've been away for a little while. I've been down in the southern nether regions of our good country.
You've been down in the literal map of Tasmania.
Word of warning, if you ever go to Tasmania, don't say I'm going back to Australia. They really don't like that very much.
But they also encourage you to go back to Australia.
The second. Mind you, I've never been more...
We're going back to the North Island.
I've never been more... felt more secure when we were sort of up the top left of the country and heard that Victoria was going into like super duper lockdown. And I just thought, am I in a place where they're just going to look at you and go, if you're not from here, you know, fuck off home. Yes,
ding,
we are.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh. When we got to the airport even, there was a person who came right out and stuck a QR code. And go, have you got one of these? I'm like, ah. I'm like, I wasn't aware I really needed to fill out anything to come. Yeah. And so we had to fill out all this sort of stuff. And I thought, so, you know, they were right. Even at 9 o'clock at night when we got there, they were right there. So
sticking anyway, enormous cotton buds up your nose.
Basketball.
And up your jacksie if you pay extra.
But yes,
I've had to fill in so many frigging declarations that I don't have the roller.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, but no one's actually pointed a heat gun at my head or anything. Which is-
oh, okay. I feel sorry for those people who are naturally cold people who are like 35-1 or something like that, and they have to pray whether they're going to be deported the next time they try and cross border state lines or something like that. I'm sure it's happened. But yeah, look, for a final series that I, at the start of it, I just went, wow, this is going to be the most amazing thing ever, and how good are these games going to be? I haven't watched a game.
Well, I've watched a game for a bit.
Yeah, I haven't barely watched a game, and I think that's...
I still get
this feeling that in the background there's still these teams, well, I would have said like Milwaukee who just swept through, dismissed all their games, and like the Jazz who, I mean, yes, they were good games, but they're still a better side.
Yeah. I mean, we said on the Proper Bezo recently that the Grizzlies are really just the Junior Burger version of Utah in terms of the way they set their team up and the way they play and the way that nobody outside of their local city gives a fuck about them.
And I can still, as it comes up in front of me, quite happily say, well, not happily maybe, but I still haven't watched a Hawks game this year. I have known Trae Young's good, apparently.
I saw the most Hawks basketball I watched were the Knicks-Hawks games. And even then, I wasn't really paying attention because they were often early in the day when, people have to work.
A little part of me wanted to see New York win that series just to kind of see how far you could suspend the disbelief before you
how Mighty Ducks it was going to get.
Before you rip their hearts out of their chest, Ralph Wiggum style,
And just how fucking ridiculous New York fans were going to get.
Yeah.
We were Brooklyn. Yeah. I'm glad somebody wants Brooklyn.
Yeah, but in the end, it's just, it went to script, I guess, is that they overachieved and they fell at the first hurdle.
And it looks like even without Embiid, Philly are going to be too strong for Atlanta. So,
and I mean, a lot depends whether they get him back. Who? So say they do get past Atlanta, who's their?
Well, that Milwaukee Brooklyn series is that one, isn't it? Milwaukee Brooklyn series is not going to be short unless Milwaukee just comes straight over the top of Brooklyn without Harden, and I don't really see that happening. So I think we said weeks and weeks and probably months ago we said getting the one seed in the East was really important because it kept you out of the 2-3, and that 2-3 was going to be a fucking nightmare. Whereas it wasn't in the West, everywhere was going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yes.
So it really wasn't going to make any difference.
So who does... Is it Philly and Atlanta?
Philly and Atlanta, Milwaukee and Brooklyn.
That's right.
Winners get each other.
Winner takes all, folks.
And the winner takes most things. For some of the biscuits. And then Dallas and the Clippers, the winner of that goes into play Utah. And
that's going to be...
And the other side of the draw, of course, is Bezo versus... Personally, just Bezo by himself. Versus...
Where does Phoenix stand? Are they still the ugly duckling of that? I mean, I know they came second and they're playing really, really good basketball. Although I still don't think they get out of that series if Davis is healthy and on the court.
Oh, no. God, no.
Like, because they just...
LeBron. I mean, LeBron was injured, but right up to 30 seconds before the start of the game, before the start of the playoffs. So, I mean, he was injured too. He'll probably come out and tell you just how injured he was because LeBron.
Because
sads.
Oh, he's got
because he had because he had to play.
He's
in
got
the,
a movie to promote now. So.
Yes. Apparently, everybody who's in that movie is out of the playoffs, so that's good.
Yeah.
Dame's in the movie.
Yes, I saw that. And who was the other one that was in the? We said that the other day. I can't remember. Phoenix just feel odd. And I mean, that's probably where Bezo's coming from in the world. I don't know whether I want them to win.
I don't want them to win because he'll be insufferable. Patronizing pats on the head for Portland. It was nice to hear that that Bezo can still care about things. I mean, in that sport can still make him incredibly, uptight and make it difficult to watch, and you're watching between your fingers, and you're not replying to your friends.
I do understand where he's coming from, though, because I couldn't give a rat's ass about the NRL now. And, you know, I'm a Manly fan, I guess, and I thought I'd maybe follow the West Tigers a bit because we've got a guy from down here who's probably been their best player now.
Yeah, Dane Laurie's been really good.
He's been awesome, but I just don't care.
It's not my
AFL.
It's not a good game to watch at the moment.
Either. Watching, like, I'll go for the Swans.
Swannies.
Rugby Union is just dead. Like,
wait, no, Rugby Union's been saved because one of the Australian teams finally beat one of the New Zealand teams.
But that's like that
because the Hurricanes couldn't be asked turning up in Canberra.
That's like that Bledisloe that the New Zealanders give us when we play in Hong Kong or something like that. They just go, look, throw them a game and keep it interesting. You know, it's like Queensland throwing New South Wales. It was like New South Wales throwing Queensland a series every now and then because when we won three in a row, it was Origin's dead.
And then we threw them nine in a row, and that was
12
and Origin was still not dead. It's weird how that works, isn't it?
Well, I think it's just
only dead when Queensland says
it's something that we keep Queenslanders just to keep them, you know, happy
where they are in locations where we can find them.
And yet, I'm still finding more people who are New South Wales people who support Queensland.
Yeah,
and I just don't get that.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
If you're from New South Wales and you don't care whether who wins Origin, don't care. Don't go for anybody, but don't fucking go for Queensland. That's just rude.
I mean, France was full of collaborators and Nazi sympathizers too. So, you know, it's... I mean, there's always some people... I mean, and, you know, East Germany is full of people who would dob you into the Stasi. You know, window twitchers and other freaks and sad people.
I can understand, but, you know, it's like, you know, the bandwagon is well-worn now. Yeah, if you see Win 9
in a row...
What's the
Greg Inglis effect? No, not the... yeah. Yeah, Greg Inglis effect. I was born in Queensland, but born in South Wales.
Barrowville Tigers.
But...
It used to rip.
It was more assigned with... In his case, to be fair, he saw the way that Indigenous people were celebrated in Queensland and didn't feel the same way about the way that his people were celebrated in New South Wales.
I can't
comment on that. You know, that's
yeah, well, absolutely.
But if you're a boring white fuckwit who drives a tradie ute from Ballina and you support Queensland, please drive that truck off a cliff.
I don't really care that... Like, I'm not... furiously, I don't hang flags or paint my face bleed, but I like New South Wales to win because it's kind of feels like the last bastion of what we have. But I just...
New South Wales is a shit state, but Queensland's a worse one.
Yeah, that's right.
And the only time I get fired up about State of Origin is when I see Queenslanders because there's like, you fucking inbreds. Can you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah. I must admit,
this is literally all you have.
And that's
where
it is.
You'd think an extra year of school would actually help them with this stuff, with getting over
How many Queensland listeners do you have?
How many ears?
Yeah, well, just in Tasmania, so I didn't see any second heads. I did see a couple at the museum, but I'm sure they were spare or whatever like that. Yeah, I must admit, like every time I'd see, you know, Greg Inglis, Barrowville Tigers, a little piece of me would just sort of go, God.
Stuff's not even going to matter anymore because now they're talking about let's find a way to get the Samoan players.
Well, they reckon,
Kamalolo wants to play.
The stupid, you know, back and forth in the Courier Mail versus Daily Telegraph, you know, wars. So the war has started. So you know that six. I think is that there's only six of
this
the. It's
like
Queensland
Holden fighting Chevrolet.
That's right. But you know, so only six of the Queensland team are actually born in Queensland. The rest of them were born in Samoa or something like that. Yeah. You know? So, but who cares?
It's weird how, you know, people move places.
It's the only time when I actually look at rugby league and go, "Eh, okay, I get it.
This has stakes."
And the interesting thing now, here's the thing about I think everybody's kind of on their tent hooks because Volandis allegedly put lots of allegedly. Is cracking down on the HIA thing and the penalties and all that. And that is a spectacularly good thing. Like,
particularly for people who own a head and would like to keep it.
Is it good in Origin? Is it going to make Origin the worst game of the year? Because everybody wants them to beat the shit out of each other. But and the first time someone touches them on the head.
There hasn't been this traditional softening up period since Roy and HG stopped commentating.
But it's still a hard game. Like, I mean, it's not, you know, that first hit up is always, and there's always a bit of,
They don't pick mad cunts like Tony Carroll or Spud Carroll or any of the Carrolls.
I think maybe is it the fact that there's the anticipation that there could be something and now that they're going to take the anticipation out of it. is it kind of...
Someone's going to get chock-a-block full of the angry pills, thanks very much, Trevor Gilmeister, and just go a bit silly. They're going to get hit, go too hard on the bonding with the Queensland Origin Legends. It's bound to be a Queenslander. It's bound to be some kind of mad Nate Miles type, Martin Bellow getting head injured and playing the ball backwards. That one of those types of people, that there's going to be a bit of that somewhere.
It is a weird kind of thing that goes against everything in my logical brain that we celebrate this tradition of head injury. Yeah.
Yes.
It's state of head injury, yes. State of – what have we got?
And
state
Sandy, of, the tradition will continue.
That's right. Oh, don't even get me started. I have golf content this speaking week, don't
of,
you worry.
Speaking of people with head injuries,
I have golf content this week. I just, but we'll get back. But look, I'll mention it now. I couldn't believe
content sometimes means people are content. I'm not.
Yeah. Well, no, because see, John Rahm, the PGA Tour golfer today, he was in contact with some people with COVID. So they followed the policies, you know.
Was this a guy who got turfed out three holes from the end?
No, at the end of the round. So yes. They knew he was in contact, close contact with some people. So they put him in his little people in the thing. They tested him and they tested him and they tested him. And they tested him before the first round, negative. Second round, negative. Third round, they tested him. He goes out and plays. And he shoots 64, has one of his best rounds of the year. And he's six shots ahead, going to win the tournament tomorrow probably. And they tell him as he comes off the 18th green, by the way, you're positive.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing he does is puts his hand in his head and cries. Fair enough. I can understand he'd be disappointed.
Just as long as he doesn't wipe his hands on anybody.
The next thing that happens is his caddy puts his arm around him and hugs him. Mm. The guy beside him puts his arms around him and hugs him. They usher him, still with their hands on him. One guy did have a mask. The caddy doesn't. The caddy then turns around.
The caddy's been in his bubble for several days and has already got whatever he's got.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't understand. But then the caddy turns around, of course, to the cameraman who's following them, pushes the cameraman away, who then gets sent off into the crowd, and they walk off into the distance among the crowd, who are thankfully not sort of reaching and touching them like they usually are. But they're closer than what I would like to be to a guy who's just been told. But the whole thing is it just the fact that he got tested and then got to go out and play a round of golf. Now, I'm not Sam Newman and going to go on the golf thing here, but if I get tested, I go home and shut the door.
If you get tested on the suspicion that you've been exposed, you have to self-isolate.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I mean.
So there was a fella called Tony Arbolino who raced in Moto3 last year, young Italian fella. He was in a chance to win the title, but he was sitting on a plane about two rows away from somebody who tested for COVID. And he had to sit his ass down for 2 weeks, even though he never tested positive.
Yeah.
He missed two races. He lost the world championship.
That's
how you do it properly.
Yeah. It's just the American way of, we've got the crowds back. This guy, we think, and they say we're doing everything right, except for the fact that you're sending him out in front of a crowd with other people around him. So his caddy has almost definitely got it. So we've willingly given
unless he's been vaccinated.
Well, maybe he has. But I mean, it would surprise me that all of these guys wouldn't be vaccinated.
Unless they're people who don't believe in it. They're a bit. Yeah.
Well, I guess he believes in that now, but I just don't understand how we let him out and play golf.
He should have played in a hazmat suit.
He shouldn't have played at all. Like, he should have just. They knew before the.
I mean,
start
it's golf.
Of the
he shouldn't play at all.
Well, if you saw the way last time
certainly
I played golf,
televise it.
If you saw the last time I played golf, I probably never want to play it ever again. But
you'd rather have the runner.
But anyway, I just couldn't. It's such the American way of thinking, and it was like,
don't get in the way of making money.
We've done everything right. No, you haven't. Like, it's just, and I just wonder how they then spin if 20 people in the crowd. I mean, it's America, so they probably don't give a shit.
They'll never know. They'll just say, oh, you know, they'll have got.
Yeah, he could have got it from the thing. Yeah. It's just. Anywho, that sort of caught my eye today, and I thought, yeah, and he was crying and he was upset and all this sort of stuff. And fair point, you know, I imagine he would be upset, but he shouldn't have been there at all. He shouldn't have had, you know, and then that's obviously the American attitude.
Should have been out for
too.
The week, yeah.
It's the American attitude to how it all is all going down. That I think they think once they just get the jab in their arm, everything's going to go back to normal and we will just forget all this about it.
Once they need the money, that it all goes back to normal, whether everyone's ready for it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way, but. Yes, anywho, that kind of killed the mood, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That fucked it.
Were we talking about basketball at some stage?
Oh, I think we might have talked about the basketball. Yeah. I reckon we'll put a pin in it. This was a unscheduled episode of the Bulls podcast. I've been Doc. He's been Adam.
Hi.
We've done this live in person, which is why both of our mics are bleeding into each other. We'll be back at some stage.
You'll be back next week.
I think I'll be back next week. I think Bizo has a music episode planned, but I'm not sure if he's got it scheduled. So that might happen. Otherwise, I'll be back to talk shit with Bizo next week. And we'll laugh when his sons get bundled out by whoever it is that they're playing. I've forgotten. Denver. Oh, yeah, they'll flog Denver.
Please let it be Denver.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't deal with the clip. Like,
yeah. No, we need more unsustainable Austin Rivers shooting, but I'm sure we can arrange that.
Look, the sun shines on a camel's ass every day. Oh, the screens have gone down. It's telling us time to go home.
Yep. There it's you've just been hacked.
It's been hacked.
Yes, Bezos. Yes, your internet's working about as well as Anthony Davis's.
My internet lower is extremities. Spectacular. Thank you very much.
Yes. It's real and it's spectacular.
No idea what has happened to it. Still doesn't know.